welcome to the You Stop You podcast, a show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about five dares to try. That's all next. So here we go. All right. When you think about dares, I don't know what goes through your mind, but usually when I think about dares, it's, oh my goodness, it's going to be something either like really scary or hard or something that I don't really want to do. Well, today I want to talk about five things that if you try, I think your life and the life of someone else is going to be a lot better. So the very first one we want to talk about today, and these are great quotes from Steve Maraboli, who has some awesome ideas about daring to be. His first one that he talks about is, when there is darkness, dare to be the first to shine a light. Now, when you hear that quote, we're not necessarily talking about it's just dark in the room, be the first to go flip on the light or grab your flashlight or your phone and make it bright in there, although that could be true. When there's darkness, let's say educational-wise or mentally, things like that, sometimes if you just dare to be the one that teaches something or that educates someone, that's going to really shine the light in that person's life. And that's huge. So when there's darkness, dare to be the first to shine a light. All right. Number two, when something seems difficult, dare to do it anyway. Why is it in life that we always just put the hard stuff off? We're just going to wait. We'll wait until later. We'll push it off. We'll pick another time to do it. When really the dare is just to do it anyway, just to get it done. Imagine if we were to put the things that we're going to do last first and then see what happens in life. So when something seems difficult, and that's also a powerful word there, seems. When it seems difficult, dare to do it anyway. In a lot of cases, after we do that quote unquote difficult thing, what we learned is that it just seemed difficult. It wasn't as difficult as we thought it was. All right, number three. When you are feeling tired, dare to keep going. All right, this is important because think about this. In the morning, sometimes it is hard to get up if you're really tired. So if we all gave in to sleep, the world would just stop. Imagine that. If no one just... I know Starbucks, right? Starbucks is huge for morning coffee and other drinks and stuff like that. If everyone just was tired and didn't want to come in and all the Starbucks worldwide closed, that would be interesting to see what happened with the world, right? Or a million places like that in the hospital setting or in a college setting or at any company. If we all give in to sleep, the world would just stop. So when you're feeling tired, just dare to keep going. You will make it through it. Number four, when another is lost, dare to help them find their way. All right. This is a cool challenge because as we look out for others who need help, it's a great opportunity to just make the best of that moment and give them all the help that we can. So there's sometimes in life when it's just meant to be, like we look back and go, man, that was a coincidence that, you know, I ran out of gas just right here. And then there was a guy with a gas can that was just like full of gas. And he said, hey, you want to borrow this gas? I mean, stuff like that, that happens, whether it's you receiving it or especially if other people are needing help and you can give that help, dare to help them find the way as they need your help for whatever it is. All right. Number five. This one says, when you cross paths with another, dare to make him smile. This one's cool because I try to do this a lot, especially at work. Just walk down the hallway, say hi to someone, do it with a smile. When you get off an elevator, the door's open, people are getting on, just be smiling. A lot of times when you do that, it's contagious, and then other people just will smile back or say hi or ask you about how your day's going, and it's just powerful. Smiling is a powerful thing to do to help others and to just make them not only feel good, but make yourself feel good. So when you cross paths with others, dare to make them smile. Those are the five dares I want you to try this week. So again, and just real quick, dare to be, dare to do, dare to keep going, dare to help, dare to make them smile. So when there's darkness, dare to be the first one to shine the light. When things seem difficult, dare to do it anyway. When you're feeling tired, dare to keep going. When another's lost, dare to help them find the way. And then when you cross paths with another, dare to make them smile. I know that if you try this week, these five dares, that your week will be better. So until next week, be unstoppable.